worst way. I want you all to myself. We don't need anyone else. Let our bodies do the talking. Let our shadows paint the wall. I want you here in my arms. We'll hide away in the dark. Slip your hand in my backpack. Go and let your long hair fall.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark at Arlington National Cemetery. Taps during a ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown for Memorial Day. President Biden is set to speak and lay a wreath. Severe storms that took a deadly toll in the heartland, killing 7 people in North Texas, have now moved east, and they exacted a major toll overnight in Kentucky, where Governor Andy Beshear said,
"So far, we believe at least a few tornadoes touched down, including the one that we know was on the ground at least 40 miles. That tornado just barely missed the prison in Eddyville. Just barely missed Mayfield."
He said 4 people were killed. This means more than 20 people have died in the extreme weather outbreak. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says 45 people died in Israel's strike on a refugee camp in Rafah. Israel says it used precision weapons and that it killed 2 Hamas leaders. This is ABC News. More help's on the way to Ukraine and its war against Russia, this time from Spain. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Spain is promising new air defense missiles to counter Russian attacks. A weekend of golf turned into a weekend of sorrow at a PGA tournament in Texas.
The golf world mourning the tragic loss of professional golfer Grayson Murray. Broadcasters announcing the 30-year-old's death during the 3rd round of the Charles Schwab Challenge on Saturday.
Such a sad, sad day for the PGA Tour.
Murray's parents confirming Sunday that their son died by suicide, saying in part, "It's a nightmare. We have so many questions that have no answers. But one, was Grayson loved? The answer is yes."
It's ABC's Will Reeve. If you or someone you know is struggling, you can access help at the National Crisis Lifeline, dialing 988. The Boston Celtics can get back to the NBA Finals with a win tonight. They lead the Indiana Pacers 3-0. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. The body of a man was pulled from where the East and West Twin Rivers meet in Two Rivers Sunday morning. Police say the body was discovered in Two Rivers Harbor by 2 fishermen. Authorities determined the man, who is white with brown hair and several tattoos, to be between the ages of 30 to 50 years old. An investigation by local law enforcement and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources looks to positively identify the man. The cause of death is still undetermined, but Two Rivers police don't suspect any foul play. A Friday morning fire at a downtown Madison church may have been started with a lightning strike.
Madison Fire Department investigators working to confirm that a lightning strike caused the fire in the steeple of historic Holy Redeemer Catholic Church. Crews responded after multiple 911 calls reported fire and smoke coming from the steeple. 2 ladder companies attacked the fire from outside. 2 engine companies gained access to the church to beat back the blaze from the inside. There were no injuries. Damage estimates are not available yet, but the steeple and items in or near it suffered significant water damage. In Madison, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You may want to consider new research on alcohol consumption. It shows the safest amount of alcohol is none, with consumption tied to various cancers. Dr. Noel LeConte is an oncologist and associate professor of medicine at UW-Madison. She acknowledges the role alcohol plays in Wisconsin culture.
I love Wisconsin with my whole heart, and I hope that me trying to shine a light on alcohol consumption patterns here is not viewed as me being critical of Wisconsin. I am Wisconsin, and I believe deeply we can do better.
Lucati's advice is don't start drinking if you don't do it now. If you are drinking and you want to cut down, talk to your doctor first. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cooler today with high temperatures only making it to the 60s. Some spots of sun will quickly be replaced with thickening clouds and showers and thunderstorm chances this afternoon and into the evening. And none are expected to be severe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 64.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
2024, the markets are closed, lawmakers are walking miles of parade routes, and beef and pork demand is through the roof, with grills fired up for what too many consider the first grilling weekend of the year. Hey, let's fire up this edition of AgriTalk.
From Memorial Day in the USA via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning we begin with Machinery Pete, that's Greg Peterson. Then we present excerpts of Friday's Free For All with perspective on the new farm bill from Jim Wiesmeyer and Sean Haney. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much, and happy Memorial Day to everyone out there. Mm-hmm. It's a special day, and we need to take just a moment to recognize that. A special thank you to all the veterans out there, because it is a special day for all the veterans. But to the families that have lost a loved one in the service to this country, thank you. Thank you for all of your sacrifices, and we're thinking about you today more than normal. We think about you every day, but we're thinking about it extra hard today, Davis.
That's absolutely right. Freedom is not free, and we thank those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, and the families who are missing loved ones because of it. Thank you.
Exactly, exactly. But it's a big day, dude, for a lot of people out there. They finally got the grill out of the garage, and it's time to fire the thing up, dude.
Yeah, scrape the barnacles off the old pontoon and set her afloat, baby.
Yeah, man, let's get it going. Exactly, exactly. So it is a big start to the summer, and parades are happening all over, and we've got the, you know, it's 10 o'clock. Just after 10 o'clock on Memorial Day, there are ceremonies in cemeteries in small town, every state in the country that is happening right now. And it is a ceremony that we jump into and try to participate in every year as well. So,
you know, when I was in high school, I was a brass player. And I was chosen 1 year to play taps. They were doing a 21-gun salute and a whole thing on Memorial Day in my own hometown. And I was nervous about playing the song, you know, nervous about being in front of people and playing and all that sort of stuff. But when I got in that moment, dude, the outpouring of respect and just remembrances there, it was really a meaningful moment for a very young, handsome newsman.
Very good. Well, it's an emotional moment at those ceremonies as
Absolutely.
Well when taps is played, and it's every bit what it is meant to be.
Yep.
Okay, boy, what an active week we had last week. Have you got some recaps for us?
Yeah, I pulled some things from last week. First of all, to be clear, all markets and government offices are closed today, May 27 for Memorial Day. Grain markets will reopen with the overnight session at 6 p.m. Eastern Time this evening. Livestock markets to resume trading 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time Tuesday. That's May 28. Chip, the S&P 500 is up 27% of the past year, including a gain of more than 10% since the beginning of 2024. That's the best first 100 trading days of a year since 2021, and the best ever in an election year, according to Dow Jones Market Data. Now, Chip, I did also feature a story. I didn't pull it in here, but the VIX fear gauge is showing analysts that there's very little fear in the equity markets. Now, this, as the Dow notches a new high at 40,000, bro. The S&P up 27%. Baby, I got to say, this feels toppy to me. Am I wrong?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know, because equities are a different cat, man. They will climb a wall of worry, and they've done it time and time again. Now, you get those moments in time where there are dramatic, hard to watch, don't look at your 401k statement moments.
Yes.
You know, where the thing makes a big downside correction.
Yeah.
But longer term, I'm thinking about, you know, several conversations that we've had over the years with Todd Horwitz, Bubba Trading, about, if all the money is going into the equity side of the trade, what's left to come into the commodity side of the trade?
And with
those kinds of gains that are happening in equities, plus with good returns on interest based investments, what money is left to come into the commodities? That's a question we're going to have to continue to ask.
Well, Fed Governor Christopher Waller said at least another 3 months of progress on inflation would let the Fed consider rate cuts by year's end. Elsewhere, Raphael Bostic said policymakers are, quote, rethinking their view on the neutral interest policy rate. Interest rate policy, whatever. Nissan is delaying the production of certain new electric vehicle models due to slower than anticipated growth in EV sales in the U.S. Yeah. The lower demand is attributed to high sticker prices and insufficient charging infrastructure. Also, I would posit maybe people just don't want them. Chip, is that possible?
Yeah, that's very possible. That's very possible. And what they, boy, I'm about to say something that is a little counter to the stand that I would typically take on this.
Okay.
What they don't want right now is the technology that's available to them right now. When it improves, they consumers may be more willing to invest in an electric vehicle. One of the reasons I'm saying that is because of a story that ran on Friday. Elon Musk is saying that these quick charge stations, the technology is starting to catch up to the demand, and soon will be more available than the demand from the vehicles that are currently on the road.
Yeah.
So if that gets to be the case, all of a sudden we could see more interest in EVs from consumers.
Well, if they can make them sexy, accessible, affordable, and functional, boy, howdy, then they'd really have something, wouldn't they?
Well, I thought you had the market on all of that cornered already, so I don't know how they
There's only so much sexiness to go around.
I get it, yeah.
And real quick, shout out to Illinois. Illinois poised to reap record wheat yields. This according to the Illinois Wheat Association. Following a one-day crop tour of the state, besting last year's all-time high, the tour projected an average yield of 104 bushels per acre after scouting 59 fields. That's mostly in the state's southern one-third. A year ago, the same tour projected an average yield of 97.1 bushels per acre. Chip, this year they're at 104 bushels per acre as an average on those wheat fields here. We've heard from southern Illinois. It's been a little stop and go, but not too shabby over there for conditions.
No, that's exactly right. And we can talk about corn production, soybean production down in southern Illinois. There's been some issues in the central part of the state. If you did not hear the conversation that we had last week with Ken Ferry, Farm Journal Agronomist and Crop Tech Consulting, go back and listen to that one, because he talked about how this has been a less than ideal start to the 2024 growing season. Now, for wheat, the thing that could come up and bite them later is if all this rain turns into some disease issues. All right, happy Memorial Day. Hope you have a safe and just wonderful celebration of the day. Be safe out there. We've got Machinery Pete. Greg Peterson is up next here on AgriTalk.
We're living in the age of smart. Smartphones, smart cars. Heck, they even got smart refrigerators. And now, there's SmartFoil by Agroxy. Nah, it ain't for your kitchen. It's a biological foliar application for soybean growers. Specifically, the ones that know you gotta protect your beans at flowering if you want yield. SmartFoil reduces environmental stress, like heat and drought when it matters most, giving you better pod count and yield potential. It's the smart thing to do for your soybeans. So ask your retailer about SmartFoil by Agroxine or visit BigBeanBloom.com to learn more.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Machinery Pete here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to dakotashine.com or call 888-996-7801.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us on this Memorial Day, which is kind of the unofficial start of parade season. And when it comes to parade season, I don't know anybody that might get more excited about it than our guest right now, Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. And yeah, Memorial Day, you're right, Chip. That is parades around the country and seeing it, classic vintage tractors rolling in those parades. Big fun, isn't it?
Yeah. It absolutely is. And every time I see a tractor in a parade and you see the owner, whether it's a young man because they've restored, I shouldn't say young man, young person because they have restored that piece of equipment, or someone with a little bit more experience, they always got a big smile on their face because you know there's a story to go with that piece of machinery, right?
Right. Yeah, the story is really the thing, and it is fascinating. The, you know, that story can come from a 90-year-old farmer who, as a kid, you know, had that tractor in the family or remembered it, or it could come from a 12-year-old that's just been inspired by, you know, his folks and grandparents. And it's just amazing. I know the other day I threw a note on our Facebook page. I'm just sitting here thinking of something fun to post, and I was like, I wonder what the highest selling John Deere 4020s in the state of Iowa have been over the last all these years I've been covering.
Okay.
Bryce, so you can hop in our website and, you know, use these search filters, and I a couple clicks and boom, there it is. And I'm going through the list, and of course a bunch of more from Mecum sale over in Davenport.
Yep.
Which we would expect. But I'm going through the list there, and I see one from can't remember if it was Reedland or Redland, Iowa.
Reedland, yeah. Iowa. Yep, I know exactly where you're going.
Yeah, and sales, and I remembered the sale. It was in 2018, and it was a guy that had it was like a 2,200 hour original hour deal, and it brought 37.5. But the memories on these tractors and the people that have them or buy them or sell them or restore them or and then the parades, yeah, they just bring smiles, don't they?
They really do. They really do. A lot of good memories, and you know what? Those memories oftentimes include some hard times, but
yes.
You know, that's part of what makes the memories so special in so many cases. So
yeah, you know, and these parades, talk about the hard times. I remember lots of parades where Mother Nature doesn't necessarily cooperate.
Right.
You get some rain and wind, but you know what? For almost in every case, here come those classic tractors with the folks driving them through the rain and still with a smile on their face. Kind of to me always representative of how these tractors, you know, helped farm families, you know, basically get her done through the good times and the bad over the decades. So
yep, good stuff. Okay, that was a long intro to get to here, which is pick of the week. What do you got?
Yeah, pick of the week. Let's do something a little different. We'll go to a sale last Thursday by my friends at the Steffes Group up there out of Fargo, North Dakota. But, of course, they have sales all over the country. Mm-hmm. They've been very busy, sales all over the place. But they had that sale last Thursday. Had a couple items I found interesting. So maybe we'll kind of split up the pick of the week this week. Let's start off with a round baler. We've been talking a little bit about how good used hay equipment and forage equipment has been very strong, and it's actually held up much, much better than some of the other segments of the used market. So on the sale Thursday, they had a 2020 Case IH RB565 premium round baler. I believe it was showing something like 1,597 bales. It sold for $37,500. Very strong hard cash price. That's actually the third highest auction price ever on a RB565 premium. And it was interesting. The second highest price just happened 2 weeks ago, May 7th,
okay.
Down in Oklahoma, Hydro, Oklahoma, on a consignment sale. There was a 22 model. I don't think it had been used before. And that brought $52,000. I don't know the story on it, why it hadn't been used or not sold, but anyway, it brought $52,000 hard cash. And I think the highest one ever is $52,500 a couple of years ago. But again, round balers have been strong. Couple other items that stood out on the sale Thursday, Chip. They had, we talked a lot about loader tractors.
Good
loader tractors being hot. Still seeing more proof. Here's a 2016 New Holland T6 180, 2,524 hours with a loader. That sold for $66,500. That's the second highest auction price ever on a T6 180 with over 1,000 hours. And again, this one had 2,524 hours. In fact, the only higher one ever over 1,000 hours was another same auction company, the Steffes Group, was back on June 26th of 2020, so right in the middle of the pandemic. They had a 16 model with 1,856 hours on a loader go for $68,500. Mm-hmm. So here you are 4 years later, one with, you know, another 700-800 hours on it, bringing about the same money. So loader tractors holding up very well.
Yeah, certainly is. You know, back on those round balers.
Yep.
I was down in Texas not that long ago. I saw lots of grass.
Yeah.
Which is encouraging. Davis recently made a trip down to South Central Kansas. Saw lots of grass in the Flint Hills. There's grass back in South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana. Yep. I just wonder if there isn't some of the, not only do I need a more reliable baler, but I need a second baler.
Yeah.
If I'm going to capture everything that's out there. So interesting.
Yeah, it could very well be. And, you know, let's go a step further. So on our machinerypete.com website, you know, we track auction prices, but of course we also have 100,000 pieces for sale. So we track within categories, the volume, supply of used for sale that goes up and down. Now, one of the reasons high horse tractors are softening up in auction prices is obviously, you know, corn and beans have been under pressure, but almost more so the fact that the supply is ratcheted up significantly on dealer lots. Now, if we look at the hay equipment, I remember just looking at the supply side with round balers. A couple weeks ago, I was finishing a quarterly report I do for the folks on Wall Street, the investment community, and I made a note that, you know, good used hay equipment has been very strong, and the supply side is much, much, you'd say, more in balance or even semi-tight. Really? So if that makes sense when you see this, you know, on Thursday when this RB 565 with 1,600 bales on it sells for $37,500, and you maybe sit there and go, well, shoot, I priced those and I thought that would be about $32,000. But that supply side is ever present on what happens with these auction prices. They're tied at the hip.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt. No doubt. All right. What else have you spotted over the past week that we need to know about, Greg?
Well, it was a sale last Wednesday up in Ontario. I posted a note on this on social media. It was kind of interesting. I thought the discussion on it was pretty good. It was a sale in Lindsay, Ontario. Just one tractor to highlight there. They had just a solid looking rig, a John Deere 4250. So, you know, hard to believe, but it's about 40 years old now. Two wheel drive, 6,450 original hours on it. And when you did the conversion to US dollars, it brought $35,557, which is a good price, but people were commenting like, hey, that doesn't seem quite as nosebleedy, so to speak, as we've been used to. And that was an interesting comment because the average auction price so far this year on 4250s is at $27,605. That's actually down 6.1% from last year at $29,411. But if you go back 2 years, the average auction price was almost $32,500. And that was the highest in 15 years since 2007. So, yeah, it's a 40-year-old tractor, 35 to 40-year-old tractor. But, you know, it's cresting just maybe a little bit more reasonable, shall we say. Okay. And this one wasn't like a 2,500-hour crazy one. Those are still, you know, getting up close to records. But it's just a nice, original, solid rig. You know, brought a good price, but not that nosebleedy. And in a way, Chip, I think it was sort of giving people hope that seeing this, that
I hear you,
because maybe 6 months from now I might need a tractor like that. So hey, so anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yep, very interesting. Take 30 seconds. What are you looking at in the week ahead?
Well, we've got a bunch of sales coming up. You know, May is a little slower, but June is shaping up to be a pretty busy month. So folks, just go to machinerypete.com. You're going to see a lot of, when you go into the auction price section, a lot of kind of little banners for upcoming auctions. I know there's one June 24th, again, by the Steffes Group, who we were talking about. They've got a sale up northern Minnesota, I think in Ada, that looks pretty good. We're excited about it. I think we're going to film that for our TV show. So,
excellent. Excellent. Happy Memorial Day, Greg.
Yeah, you too, Chip.
All right. Thank you, buddy. That is Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Okay, coming up next, we've got an encore presentation of some of the discussion about the farm bill that we had last Friday during the free-for-all. We've got lots of information coming your way next here on AgriTalk.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit OsseoPlastics.com for more information.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
Welcome back to AgriTalk on this Memorial Day. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Just wrapped up that conversation with Greg Peterson. You guys, there is always something in those conversations with Machine Repeat that get me thinking about other issues. Today, we're talking about prices on hay and forage equipment, and throw loader tractors in there too. We're talking about that, and I get to wondering if it means cattlemen are gearing up to put up more hay this summer, and if that is the case, are they getting ready to start to expand that beef herd out there? So that's something that we're going to have to keep tabs on as we make our way through the rest of the summer. Okay, the biggest news from last week, the House Ag Committee voted to move its version of the farm bill forward. What's in the bill that makes it farmer friendly? Why didn't more Democrats support the bill? Let's take a look at that right now and go back to Friday's free-for-all for some perspective. Thursday night, the House Ag Committee passed through the Farm Bill. And lots of details to go over on that. We're going to do that on the free-for-all. We got Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. How you doing, Sean?
Chip, I'm doing fantastic. Hope everybody's set for a... What's wrong?
Well, that's an enthusiastic response to a pretty simple question. What's going on?
Well, I don't know. Canada just came off a long weekend last weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend this weekend. I'm actually joining you here from Missoula, Montana. I'm going to be at a high school baseball tournament all weekend. Yeah, it's all good, man. We're getting some moisture in this part of the world, which is very, very welcome. We're going to have a lot of grass once she heats up.
Yep. Good thing. Very cool. We had a conversation with Greg Peterson that is going to air on Monday morning that talks about the impact of that good grass on the used equipment and the hay equipment that's out there. So pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool.
Gives ranchers some options too, Chip. Right?
That's right.
You got to have grass if you're going to do things like consider maybe retaining some heifers. So it's good.
It's the first good chance we've seen in 3 years for ranchers to start to save some heifers back because they've got some grass to run on. All right, Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. How you doing, Jim?
Always happy when we get a farm bill at least out of the initial Ag Committee in the House. So I'm happy. See you in September, Chip.
How many farm bills for you is this, Wiesmeyer?
11 out of 19.
Wow.
11. You know, they only do that like every 5 years.
Do the math.
You know, see but you in September. Did also leave the clause, there may be a summer lover who steals his loved one away.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Good. That was all embodied in that.
Love it. So, before we talk about timing and some of the things that we need to think about that have to happen before this farm bill is even put up for a floor vote in the House, what's in it? What makes this bill as farmer friendly as it seems to be and has gotten a positive response from several commodity groups already?
Well, you just look, Chip, at the comparison in Title I that Southern Ag Today puts out. We've done similar things in the past on Pro Farmer. And versus current Title I safety nets, ARC, PLC, loan rates, etc., and also compare it to the Senate draft. And you can see why production agriculture and the grains are liking this, from the Midwest to the southern states. And I'll just pull a quote from G.T. Thompson, who, by the way, in the wee hours this morning, in the early hours, got an applause from most of the members up there, bipartisan, for all the good hard work that he and his staff, by the way, did. He said, from production and processing to delivery and consumption, the bill strengthens the rural economy across every region, state, and district. To me, that says it all.
Yeah. And I don't know the arguments against the bill from the Democrats, and the reason that the Democrats generally did not support the bill is because they claim cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, or food stamps. What cut through all the BS on this, Jim?
Yeah, the signal to noise there is it's mostly noise. It doesn't cut. It just halts the dramatic increase that we saw, the $256 billion increase in the thrifty food plan that Vilsack announced, using some flexibility he thinks he had. Yeah. But here's the key, Chip. G.T. Thompson, House Ag Committee Chairman, is saying to the Democrats who voted no, hey, we can compromise here. What yeah. you got to tell us what which way how to go. But I'm not going to cut anything out of Title I. I've got some given, maybe some of these other areas. Yeah. So now we got to see the legislative language, not a preview, not a review, not a 94-page document from the Senate Ag Committee. We got to have text, so we got to know where all the funding going. So this is not the death knell farm bill a lot of people said. And if you recall, some pretty smart people, farm state lawmakers said there wouldn't be one Democrat vote for this.
Right.
There were four. And that signals more will vote for it, more Democrats if and when it gets to the House floor.
Yeah, right. These votes along party lines, they don't help. So it's encouraging that four members on the Democrat side did vote. You know, Chairman Thompson was quoted as saying, you know, in regards to the balance between farm programs and SNAP, so I have no shame for transitioning available resources. So I thought was interesting. I think he really needs to. So inside the agricultural tent, it's very farmer friendly. There's a lot of great comments. I think he's got to do a lot of communication on the other side of the equation, more in the mainstream political circles, to talk about how this actually, his version, is not really, really hurting the SNAP program, because that's what everybody's talking about, that's what it's doing.
Dude,
so
I agree. I agree with that, but there have been so many arrows flung already about the quote-unquote cuts to the SNAP program that I don't know how you deflect all of that. Truth.
Yeah, well, it's almost impossible. I agree with you, Chip. It's very similar to the border situation.
Yes.
How many years did the Democrats say we have a closed border? Now they're finally, now as we get near November 5th, they're saying, oh, well, we got to solve this thing. This is very similar thing.
Yeah,
but they also said the tariffs were bad. I agree with Haney. He should at least try and lay the cards on the table.
Yep. Haney, I hear what you were saying there. They also said the tariffs were bad until they were initiated by the Biden administration. Did I put words in your mouth there?
No. You got it, man. You got it.
Yeah. You've got to have a running scorecard to try to keep up with which side of the issue some of these lawmakers are going to stand on. And to those that did support the farm bill, I'm not going to remember them all, but there was Sorensen out of Illinois. I've mentioned him a couple of times this week, and that he had gone to GT and basically said, listen, I'm going to have to vote no on this bill. Changed his mind, and he voted yes on it. Caraveo out of Colorado, who has been on the show, Big Apple Joe, every time when we reach out to Representative Caraveo out of Colorado, we typically get a positive response. She wants to come on the show and talk issues. And she listened and paid attention to the issues, not just party line her consideration on this farm bill. There are some breaths of fresh air in this vote, correct, Jim? But
the most surprising one, by the way, was Sanford Bishop of Georgia, because he had some strong language during the markup session, but yet he still voted for it. So I'll give him kudos for that. And Don Davis of North Carolina had been signaling he was thinking about it. So he wasn't a solid no. And most people thought he would eventually say yes. And he did.
Right.
Now, okay, but Chip, just like Cub fans shouldn't be planning any sort of parade route yet.
Right.
Neither should agriculture, because there's a lot of work to be done here.
Yeah.
In terms of getting this across the finish line.
Right. For you Minnesota listeners, tell me why Angie Craig voted no for this one. She's got some comments to make to those corn and soybean producers in Minnesota for her no vote.
Yeah, and I've gotten a couple of texts already following up on that, and there are some unimpressed constituents of hers in Minnesota. There's no question about it. And you're right, Jim. They are going to be looking for some answers. Okay, guys. Now, we got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk more about the Farm Bill, and I want to talk about the timing. What are some of the issues in front of us going forward that still need to be cleared out of the way if this Farm Bill is even going to make it to the House floor for consideration, and beyond that, for full congressional consideration? Jim Wiesmeyer, Sean Haney, Davis Michelson, and me, Chip Flory, here on AgriTalk.
Thirsting.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm a host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us. We work around it and we live around it every day. And we just become desensitized to what's around us.
We go through safety training and, you know, we try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen, but you just never know.
There are so many farmers that I think take for granted all of the underground utilities that are there.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
I mean, we kind of know what's out here, but all at the same time, you just always call.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Whether you're installing drain tile or doing any sort of digging, always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked and have the depth confirmed. That's farming with care. But if a line does get damaged, go somewhere safe and call 911.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer.
Join me every week on the Top Producer Podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer Podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Monday, Monday, so good to me.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We've got the ball rolling on this conversation about the farm bill from last Friday's free-for-all. Let's keep that conversation going right now and rejoin. Jim, I can't leave the farm bill. I got to go back to it. Is it the job of the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture to become a party spokesman for legislation?
Well, in this administration, they have. You name the topic, they have. Usually, USDA's role has been to, after the bill is passed, to implement it, but during the process to advise both right. Democrats and Republicans on technical details of how some of these proposals would be operated within USDA implementation.
Right. Now, here's the thing. Here's where I'm torn on this. Number one, I don't think that an administration leader, a secretary of any agency, should take on that role. Number two, I completely understand why the Democrats have decided to put Secretary Vilsack in that position, because nobody understands it better than Secretary Vilsack. I mean,
that's true.
He knows this stuff inside and out, and is probably best equipped to make the case for the Democrats, isn't he?
Yeah, but he entered the emotionality.
Yep.
Part when the day before he had that presser and called the Republican approach counterfeit money that
yep.
they're using for the farm bill. That helped. That did not help at all.
No.
So, yeah, he is very smart. I would like him to work behind the scenes. He's often said, let me work with you to make the CCC more flexible. That's the areas that I hope that he would put more resolve in. Rather than to be a hacker on that. So he's better than that.
And, yeah, but this is also a sign of today's political times. Maybe in yesteryear or short time ago, that secretary was of any department was supposed to be kind of that neutral
administrator, not a lawmaker.
Not the case anymore.
Right. It's not about, that's what makes it a bit disappointing to me. There's no question. And he does not like the conversation about the Commodity Credit Corporation funds, does he, Jim?
No, because he's right in this regard, and I think the committees would work with him. Don't lose all flexibility, because he said no. If we had a major weather disaster, farmers can't wait on an ad hoc disaster program to come about and being implemented a year, if not 2 years, after the fact. Understand
right.
that. But again, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think that there's room for compromise on maybe before he taps it for billions and billions of dollars to advise this House and Senate Ag Committee of what he wants to do to try to get their blessing.
Yep.
This is what GT says, is Congress has to get back its authority within the realm of CCC, because the administration, both the Trump And the Biden administration has usurped congressional authority away from CCC.
Everybody wants to limit the CCC spend and how it's being used, as long as unless it's their focus and how they want to use the funds.
Yeah, that's why you should get approval from both committees in the House and Senate, okay, before you uncork so many billions of $3.1 billion for climate change program, before you do the $256 billion for the Thrifty Food Plan that came in another avenue.
But on one hand, I agree with all that flexibility, but I'm not sure that taking $83 million in CCC funds and putting it to projects to promote domestic fertilizer production is the intended role of the Commodity Credit Corporation. And that's what they're proposing to do. Or no. They're not proposing to do it. They're doing it.
Yeah, well, it's a lot more than 83 for the total program. This was just the last installment. Okay, but you had both Republican and just go back, a year ago when we had all the talk about fertilizer prices, the price, the availability. You had lawmakers from both sides of the political fence trying to get programs to help out in the fertilizer area. So I kind of take a different stance on that one, Jeff.
Yeah, but if you're spending – okay, so based on, the cost of, trying to actually build, mining facilities or fertilizer production facilities, $83 million over 12 states, that just seems like nothing. Spreading peanut butter.
Yeah. You have to get at your regulations that initially drove most of our fertilizer production out of this country. Look at Florida. Look at the South. I remember in the 1980s writing with the Pro Farmer of how they just drove a chunk of our fertilizer, phosphate industry, et cetera, over to Ukraine and other Eastern European.
You don't want government in the fertilizer business. You want government to create the ability, the incentive. Environment for fertilizer incentives. To thrive.
Incentives.
Incentives. Yep, that's right. Okay, we've got 45 seconds for this, Jim. Compensation to dairies with H5N1. It looks to me the reason they're doing that is to kind of quote unquote guarantee that the dairies are going to report when they've got H5N1.
Yeah, that's the carrot and stick, right?
Yeah, you
throw out that carrot, and I think it's needed. And it could be significant for dairy farmers, up to 250,000 a week for a farm with 5,000 cows, and that's about, $50 per cow, and then they're going to. I think it's an effective program for reimbursement, and they're going to continue to help out the veterinarian shipping costs for testing on up to $1,500. So I think it's a needed program.
Dude, there's lots of carrot in that.
Yeah.
How you feel, Haney?
It feels like income help out, help too. That's a lot of money.
Thanks again to Jim Wiesmeyer, Sean Haney, Davis Michelson for being part of that free-for-all. And thank you for listening on Memorial Day. This afternoon on AgriTalk, it is time to get ready for summertime markets. We've got some perspectives coming your way from Terry Lynn and from Pete Meyer this afternoon right here on AgriTalk.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, it's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't.
The same two guys drove home. One guy wore his seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying